the conference, saying that the subcommittee agreed that the basic education needs an overhaul and the tax rebates should be redirected to the National Health Insurance, that's NHI. Let's speak now to the chairperson of that committee. Of course, she's also a member of cabinet, but speaking in her capacity as the chairperson of the subcommittee on health and education, Ms. Naneli Pando, on the line to us. Good morning, ma'am, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, TT, as I told you, called, and morning to your listeners as well. Thanks for the opportunity.
We have been missing you on the radio. Your seat, I'm keeping your seat warm here for your next stint as a presenter.
Thank you for that. I'll take on the challenge.
All right, nice one. All right, let's get into, first of all, I want to start firstly with what you spoke of, talking about an overhaul of the basic education system in the country. It's very interesting because just yesterday we were speaking to a representative from COSAS who was making calls for the private sector to take more responsibility for education. But let me hear more about what the committee deliberated on and the radical overhaul that you spoke of.
Well, essentially, the commission members expressed concern because they say the world is changing. You know, technology is becoming pervasive in all sectors in society. The demands of on young people have changed tremendously, and their futures are really going to be vastly different from what we experienced, which was almost a transition from school into a job or the workplace. And the members felt that the world is very different. We need to prepare young people for this and look at whether we're doing enough with respect to training for entrepreneurship, training in life skills, key attention to technical and vocational education, and then the introduction of technology as a well-designed intervention to ensure that young people are essentially digital and cyber-ready.
It's very interesting. You're actually talking about taking our education system into well into the 21st century, talking about the use of technology here. But we are still dealing with a system that is grappling with the very basics. I mean, we still have issues with regards to norms and standards. And, you know, we still are dealing with schools that are, children that are being taught in, under trees or under facilities that are certainly not up to scratch, where they don't have the basic. Yeah. And yet to be jumping to that, I wonder whether we were not putting the horse before the cart here.
Well, what you don't want ever is to have an education system where your learners are left behind. And thus you need to look at how technology can play a role in assisting you to catch up. Because this is the wonder of technology is that you don't have to be left behind. You can bridge a lot of those gaps that you have referred to. So if you have online courses, if you can use the best teachers as your medium of teaching and learning, you can make a vast difference in a classroom. And you don't want young people to hear about the fourth industrial revolution and not be part of it. So technology is going to be a significant player. And our commission members felt that, and conference agreed, that we need to embrace this.
Did the conference spend any time, or the committee spend any time, actually assessing the very quality of the basic education that is being produced? I mean, we just did recently a debate now that has been in the public sphere is a proposal that would see, a lowering. I mean, of course, I've got to be careful about the wording I use here, but effectively what it is, it's a streamlining of requirements here for passing, for progression to certain grades, which would put grade 6, 7, and 8 in line with the senior grades, bring them in line with one another, but which essentially seems to suggest an even lowering of the pass mark to ensure that you are getting more learners through the system. Is this something that that ever came up for discussion in the committee?
Well, I think we would be extremely concerned if there's a proposal to lower the quality, because certainly our commission was concerned that we need to offer a quality basic education to all learners. We must provide appropriate teacher development support so that our teachers are able to cope with the demands of the classroom and the curriculum. So we certainly would not be supportive of any policy step which would seek, as you say, to lower the quality of teaching in our country. And I certainly would be most concerned if there's any intention, and I suspect there is no such intention, any intention to drop the standard. What we called for is improved quality, greater teaching of mathematics and science, because the numbers are far too low in South Africa. And so we would want to see an enhanced provision and greater competence of our learners.
Well, in fact, what as you say, it might not be an intended consequence here, because I think what the department speaks about is trying to curb the number of learners that are falling out of the system, you know, so that you don't make mathematics a passing requirement. And interesting that you should mention that you as a committee spoke about improving the quality of teaching of mathematics and science and emphasize its importance. But here we are saying that maths should no longer be a passing requirement. That's what the department are now proposing in terms of the streamlining of policy with regards to progression?
Well, I think it's something that we're going to have to debate, because that certainly was not presented to the policy conference, and it's something we must deliberate upon. And as a committee, I know we would be most concerned if there is to be any decline with respect to mathematics, both the numbers as well as the quality of achievement.
A quick one on the NHI, and I'm sorry that we didn't get more time to spend on this one, but I mean, equally important here, what the committee decided with regards to NHI, and that the tax rebate that is currently given to those people on private medical schemes should now be redirected to the NHI. You know, people might say that, you know, we are in effect paying double taxes. The reason that people go for private medical care is because of the inadequacies of our public sector. So which should come first here? Should our public sector be, would we ensure that our public hospitals are working optimally before we actually effectively are taking away that rebate from people? And almost seems like a penalty for having medical aid, or discouraging people from getting medical aid.
Well, as you know, Chiti, if you are a person who has medical aid cover from your company, the largest number of users of the private healthcare sector are those who have medical aid.
Yes.
A significant proportion of those people are paid through the public purse. And you then have a situation reported in the white paper, which I hope you'll invite Minister Motsoaledi to talk about, where around 80% of resources devoted to supporting users of healthcare services supports 16% of the population, and the rest, 84%, have to be covered by the state in the public healthcare system, with just under 20% of public resources. So the inequality there cannot go on.
Did you receive a report on the progress of NHI pilot project?
Well, we've received a verbal report from the minister, and of course we have, as a committee, remember we're talking about the policy conference, not the committee, it's the discussions in our policy conference. As a committee, of course, we've kept up with developments on the pilot scheme and its progress in the various provinces, and there's been some positive progress, but there have been one or two failings. We have asked the minister that within the next 2 months, we'd like a fully written report on the progress, as well as a setting out of a timetable for the various phases of implementation of the NHI. The white paper has been adopted as policy by cabinet, and we now need to move to the next stage. And I really would encourage all Power FM listeners to read the white paper and to support the intention to ensure that all the people of our country enjoy access to appropriately funded and quality public and private healthcare services.
That is the chairperson of the ANC Subcommittee on Health and Education, Ms. Naledi Pandor. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.